Looks like it.
Okay, you're on.
And we'll talk about that, what if we have...
Reconvene.
I'd like to reconvene the Rules and Ethics Committee meeting from this afternoon. We're going through the process of engrossment. We have one, two, three, four pieces of legislation in front of us, which we will begin. Start with 1780.
Line 15, and the number I see at period is going to come.
Okay, you'll mark all your concerns.
Line 15.
1780?
1780.
After 19?
Yeah.
It was a due pass, so there were no amendments or anything to it. What was it on line 15?
A period after 19,000 instead of a comma.
Good, fine, good lord.
No, I didn't see it on line 15.
So no amendments, nothing?
Brandon's?
Oh.
I'm not anymore, I'm done, so I just said... That visitor center down there on the corner, but I had a really good meeting with... I really like that center there, she's a great actress. I'm impressed. And I don't know if the process is always worked, that when you develop a grant, you develop a little professional thing that you're working with, but I think that's really important. So I'm pretty excited now that we're headed in a better direction for this campus. And I don't know, were you in that meeting at all? So, I really do miss tours. I really hope that somebody will discover that. And I'm going to tell you right now that I would volunteer as an elected official to take a lead to do that. Interface with the public, learn the tour, guide them, and do it on volunteer basis. I think you can do that enough as a volunteer from them. But I personally volunteer, if you could start trying to develop that, I'm going to talk to Abby about it. A tour of points of interest, you know, or interesting things like that. And I know they're paying for that. They would pay. I bet that today.
I thought I was going to answer that, but I think it would be a good example of our work in the church. Some of us really like small. And I could find a time in my schedule to do that.
I think that would be a cool thing to do. Moving over just a couple of degrees, I think, you know, I've always, from the time I started here, I always felt guilty of running the shop at a loss while competing four different Osage businesses. So I think we can sell a lot of stuff there, but I think it should be official Osage Nation merchandise.
Yes.
We should sell, you know, caps with the seal, jackets with the seal, stuff that would just be t-shirts with the seal. Just really simple stuff that you could just get there and you can do. By doing so, we would not be offering products that were threats.
Title of something. something.
It's the director of the OCS Veterans Memorial, is that the director?
That would take our tax commission being a little bit higher on that.
7-7?
I mean, there would be some preliminary work to do.
It's kind of like when you look at the contract.
Of sanctification, but that would be a very simple. Clothing cups, I mean, just really simple, just straight OCS nation sealed marching.
Right.
And I think you could, I think people would.
I think they'd buy it by the stats.
I do too.
So.
That to me is the fairest, most thoughtful way to make that revenue.
Profit.
I think we can turn profit, especially if you give the bus load at a time.
So, and then another thought that I had also is, I know that that's the existing building in town. Projects are moving down the road, and I think pretty tapped out on capital projects right now.
Have you been in there?
Before, yes, but it was.
Did you know that?
All these numbers, all these.
Pardon?
Do they all then take everything?
No, it goes out.
It looks way better.
Very much.
I mean, and they've expanded, it's not just front, they actually got more than just the front.
Right.
And there's room in there for some merchandise.
Right.
No.
Question. Line 105, appoint or terminate of the director. Appointment or termination of the director?
73.
1783, line 105, appoint or terminate of the director, or should be appoint or terminate the director? Or should be appointment or termination of the director? To me, it just reads fine.
I think you're gonna take on that.
Director of Commission.
I
I see commission capitalized a lot.
Yeah, he's just gonna have to word search that. If it's part of SH Veterans Memorial Commission, yes, but.
Just work.
In regular reference, it shouldn't be.
179. If a vacancy shall occur in the office of commission chairperson. That means it was had, should there be a of the commission chairperson? It's just a question. See what I'm saying?
Chairperson's capitalized. Okay, did the amendments follow? Okay, there's this, can we substitute on that?
There were no amendments on 80, on 80.
Right.
And 81.
Means it's up to 83.
The amendment on 81 has to do with the table, so. That's the table that the amendment says is to begin at.
What number?
81.
The same.
Other paper back.
Give me my.
Give me my paper.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 81.
Yeah.
83.
ONCR 1728, or 1783 has an amendment?
83 had amendments in committee. We adopted a committee substitute, and we had two amendments that were incorporated. And it was striking an uppercase V in line 26 and inserting a lowercase v. And then page 5, line 220. Strike litigation.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 28. These are the amendments that were passed on the floor, and they should already be incorporated in there.
It sounds like it's just following this. There's a process here.
Mm-hmm.
Can there be a, and
Okay, let's see, line 41.
Comma.
After.
Plus. Or after tribes.
But is natural resources management program, so is it resources program, or should it be natural resources?
$27 million for natural resource management programs.
Or is it natural resources?
You can ask that. Line 41, resources, is that plural? And also, should there be a comma after tribes?
I think so. After tribes?
Yeah. On line 41?
I think that would be.
You see?
I see.
Just comma. And then that's all.
Do you have any, I didn't write everything down on 80 and 81, so did you scribble on your paper?
I did. What about on line 50, representing the senators?
On the last one?
Yeah. Okay, line 50. Passed, resolution passed, representing the senators.
That says mention that's the representatives of the senators.
Yeah, that's good.
Because of the House of Representatives and the Senators. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, are they capitalized?
Yes. Wouldn't they be? Or would they not be? Representatives and Senators.
I don't know. I'll ask them.
And on 151, it says to reject the president Trump. Should take out the? On line 51.
Okay.
Did you want something on 1780?
Do you have anything marked on 1780 besides the comma?
No, I don't.
Okay. 81, did you have anything marked on 81?
No, I don't.
Okay, so that one can stay. And then I've got
83.
83, the commissions and the
director.
Directors and veterans
and member.
Okay.
Then the line 105, point of terminate of, yeah, the V.
Mm-hmm.
And then the V on line 179. Here's the professor.
That. I'm getting ready to come to you with all of them, so.
Oh, okay. You got problems?
Just a few questions. All right.
You just sit here.
On my way.